Thousands of missions-minded students are converging on St. Louis, Missouri. People are transformed in Uganda because of water, and Scripture on Tape is providing therapy to the sick. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today's newscast in St. Louis, Missouri, where InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 12 begins today. It's the largest student missions conference in the world, where they expect up to 18,000 young people here. MNN and our team will be on site all week. Today, I met up with InterVarsity University campus workers to ask them what they expect. Holly Lynn from the University of Texas Austin chapter says,
I'm just really hoping for all of our 20 students that they would just, I guess, get a better understanding for loving Jesus and what it means to reach our campus, and then what it means when they graduate to reach our city, whatever city they live in, and then to reach the world. That's what I'm hoping they'll get out of this.
Patek Altu is from MIT in Boston.
My first year on staff, I only brought one student. And so I think this year, bringing nine students, I'm really excited to see the ways that they'll be able to grow with God and actually bring it back to campus to, like, bring more change on campus.
Everything is getting underway as we speak. Meanwhile, you were made for something great. Urbana 12, hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, focuses on this generation and their unique role in missions. Carly Zatton, a third-year college student at Grand Valley State University in Michigan, says,
the reason I'm going is there's hundreds of missions organizations represented, and that just drew me like a moth to a flame. But it's also a really good opportunity to hear speakers who are experienced in this sort of thing and fellowship with so many other believers of the same age group.
Young adults are traveling here to Missouri for this five-day event.
I'm really hoping for more direction. I know there's lots of missions organizations out there, and whether it's a next step as far as a short-term mission trip or a next step as far as this could be a career or this could be where God wants me to go with my life.
As I mentioned, it does get started today. Pray that the Lord uses Urbana to compel this generation to give their whole lives for God's global mission. This is Mission Network News. Superheroes may save lives, but you want to know what could save one-third of Uganda's population? Well water. Diseases like bacterial diarrhea kill a lot of people in Uganda, often because they don't have clean water or sanitation. Life Water just brought a group back from Uganda where they worked in a village. Rod Thompson with Life Water shares the impact one well had on the community.
When we came, they had kind of a heightened expectation. Wow, our problems with the water are going to be going away. And when they actually saw that we hit water, the transformation in them was phenomenal. I mean, they had branches and waving and singing songs and just the exuberance. It was contagious.
And why do they drill these wells? To share God's love.
Anytime they go out to the field and work, there's an evangelist that works with the community to help them to understand that water is God's gift to us.
Next, imagine walking miles to a hospital to have a baby. Many women in Zimbabwe do just that. Nearly 1,800 babies are born annually in Sinyati Baptist Hospital. Baptist Global Response started a project called Extreme Makeover Sinati, a five-year project focused on restoring the hospital. Solar panels have been installed, walls have been painted, but there's still a lot of work to be done. Pray that teams will have the opportunity to share the Word of God as they're fixing the hospital. And you've heard about the power of the spoken word, right? Well, usually it references poetry, but in this case, it means the poetry of Scripture. Faith Comes By Hearing partnered with a Christian caregiver ministry in South Africa recently. They provided audio Bibles to encourage residents who are struggling with anything from strokes to HIV/AIDS. What's interesting is that roughly half of the patients recovered enough to go home, bringing new meaning to the power of the spoken word. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With 2012 coming to a close, I'd like to encourage you to make a year-end tax-deductible gift to Mission Network News. Just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. With a suggested donation, we'll send you a great CD from Keith and Kristen Getty. I'm Greg Yoder.